Time for high school football action. Today, King Philip takes on North Attleboro. King Philip football is brought to you by Joe's Norfolk Barbershop, Route 115 in Norfolk. As Joe says, it pays to always look your best. Norfolk Auto, 38 Main Street in Norfolk. Quality repairs done at a fair price. And by Northeast Tractor, 269 Dedham Street in Norfolk. Place to go for all your outdoor power equipment needs, both sales and service. We'll take you now to the field of play where Moose Leonard is standing by. Moose?
Right here, the national anthem here, live from King Philip High School. My name is Bruce Leonard. By myself today, flying solo. Beautiful day for some football. A couple clouds scattered. But for the most part, a great sunny day. Temperature is in the 50s, and it's just a beautiful day to play some football. King Philip won the toss and deferred from the second half. We'll kick off to North Attleboro Visitors today. North Attleboro coming in at 5-0, 3-0 on the off, 1-0 on the road. Actually, begins the stretch of
blind this
road game for North Attleboro. As they will take on Karen Aldrin and Mansfield on the 11th, which could be basically a playoff game for both teams. They're at home in the Attleboro. So, North Attleboro not playing another home game until Thanksgiving. I think they'll play in this season at 4-1 coming off.
That game for North Attleboro.
13 as a victory over all the
games.
As you heard,
he's in the lead now.
I was back to receive the kick for North Attleboro, and kicking off will be Ryan Dunn for the Warriors dressed in their golden green, with yellow trim, yellow numbers, yellow pants, blue helmets. Road white for North Attleboro, red pants, red helmets. Kickoff will go down to the left side on the right, coming up with it. We get to the 35-yard line.
He's down by number 24, David Lang.
Victory in double overtime over Spain last week. They were down 14-0 at halftime. The Roche now back at home. We're getting a two-point conversion second overtime to win that one. Paul Norris, the recipient of that catch. He will be the favorite target today for quarterback Jairo Varitola. Hand it off in the fifth formation. Brought down in the backfield immediately. King Philip right here. Number
Skylar Ryan, my fourth
game. Patrick Light.
Brought down by Brett McAvoy.
Nice hand on Brett McAvoy. Nice hand off.
All going on the deck.
And then Patrick Light. Getting us next to nothing. So the second down and 10 for the Red Rocketeers at their own 35-yard line. As I mentioned, big win for the last week. 47 in double overtime. Now it's going to be Greg Harmuth again in the pistol formation. To his right is going to be Nichols. He will take the direct snap, hand in a reverse play to the near side. And to get a few yards there is Lang.
That was David Lang at
the 38-yard line. Again, chased out of bounds by Nichols.
Out of bounds by Greg McAvoy.
McAvoy along with in hot pursuit with Stanley
Collins. They gained the ball four.
So it will be third down.
Going to bring up third and six.
From the 39-yard line. North Attleboro.
Well, it's starting on the Rocketeer at 38-yard line.
First third down play here for the Red Rocketeers. Again, they'll come out in that pistol shotgun formation, as well as a shotgun formation. Barry Thomas with Nichols to his right. Jason Barrett looking to pass, roll for race. Got a man pursuing it, throws it, and it is complete out here midfield. A nice pitch and catch right there. And Vermos to
the right.
I have no pronunciation yet whatsoever. And I'm not
locked down by Joe Johnson.
He's an European, so
I'm not. I think he's going to go and solve the play, and that's good for North Attleboro.
So it'll be first and 10 for North Attleboro at the midfield stripe. And you mentioned in previous rush that Kingfield has had a horrible time stopping the run. And so far, they've been doing an all right job with it, but now the passing is very tough. Again, in the pistol formation, Kingfield looking to bring a bit to back off to the handoff to the near side left and being brought down in the backfield. The nice play originally hit there by Joe Johnson. He brought him down originally, and then he was followed up, pursued by Nick Lussier, and
Johnson picked him up in the backfield, finished off by Nick Lussier.
Johnson, I guess Lussier's still here, so here's
the second. Get back on the back of the walk of three.
Just finished up second all the time. Good fullback to having a great linebacker. He's got some future, for sure. Second down and 13. It's 3 yards left to play, I guess. Shotgun to his left, near side left will be Nichols coming in man in motion. Big hand up back pass. It's going to be hit and sack. Johnson brings it down to 41.
Here's Johnson coming on the goal. Right on the angle from the outfield.
Far side.
The outfield goal 7. This is a back end of the
territory. However, as they
sent him. They had him over 41 yards on the rocket here. They're
supposed to bring him down and up. A 6 yard loss back to the 41 yard line. Country mile here for Attleboro. They want to get a first down here. He can jump right there. Stepping out, jumping. Far side, outside linebacker spot. Should look again. Johnson sort of has safety on the far side. Two wide to the far side right. Irwin Kennedy, Johnson, Kennedy, to his right, Nichols. First half goal, so I think he's looking without protection. He's going to throw it deep up the sideline and he's caught! Ross, he had a man open. Joe Cochran. He could have made a play on that. They're caught looking, and the ball is dropped this time by Lang. He had a touchdown if he caught it, and it fell out of his hand, and it will be 4th and 9.
That's going to make it.
Could be a cost in the three North Attleboro, but it is still early. 8:06 to go here in the first quarter, nothing to score. We'll get the ball here as North Attleboro lines up in a punt formation from their own 41-yard line. 4th and 19 again. Back deep is McDonald for King Philip. Can't really tell the number.
King McDonald back deep. Looks
like it's the Warriors. Punt. Something I lied. Jet. Jet takes the first snap. Punt is off. I don't know. On the board first. Very costly stake on McDonald. I don't know why he picked up. You gotta let that ball roll. I don't know if it's tough with the wind or what, but it was a bad play on his part. So he first and goal, and under center now is Hermos, and he'll have three guys in the back with Jet, Nichols, and Bart. And it'll be Bart, excuse me, up for us to get the position. A nice hit in the backfield.
Lang on the carry.
Excuse me, Lang with
the line scrimmage by Nate Malone.
Along with the tackle in the back
of the game. I'm sorry, to make a second and eight.
Yeah, second and goal. So, good play on first down by the game. They just got their work cut out for them. Not a problem. He's busy. Great tackle here. Looks like I have Lang to the left. Wing, Jet, right, two tight ends. They're tight to the right. Now they're going to send Jet Lokia. They take the hand up and give it up to Justin Nichols, and he's going to get brought down inside the 5 to about the 3 yard line, where it will be third down and goal. Tough to tell from this angle where
he's going to be played by Wesley Nichols.
So it'll be third
by a wall of early defenders. This is game of block 2 to be third in goal to block 1 on the 6 yard line.
I thought he was lost on 6.
And we had a North Attleboro timeout.
I'm not called by North Attleboro, so with that, we will send it back to Dan for a quick commercial break and get the score update, Dan.
Joe's Norfolk Barbershop is an old-fashioned shop with modern service. Easy to find, Joe is on Route 115 just past the lights at Route 1A. Open early at 7:30 Tuesday through Saturday, Joe is a fourth-generation master barber who understands your needs. From bald fades to flat tops, Joe can do it all. With three full-time barbers and open late on Thursdays, you'll never need to wait too long. So remember what Joe says, it always pays to look your best. Come in today or call Joe's Norfolk Barbershop at 508-384-5030. 508-384-5030. WDISAM and WDISAM.com.
Welcome back to King Philip High School. The third and goal for North Attleboro at the King Philip 6-yard line. Actually, it's going to be 4-yard line. 6:47 to go here in the first quarter. We got no score on this one here. WDIS, thanks for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. 55 degrees, sunny, a little bit of wind. Two clouds off the distance, nothing to worry about now. So it'll be Lang to the near side wing. Far side wing is going to be Jet in the backfield with a pistol formation. They send Lang in motion to the far side right. It'll be a big handoff looking to pass his vertical. He's got a man open, and it is Crawford. Is he in the end zone? Let's see.
He has to complete the land, and he stops close to the goal line.
Yep, it'll be fourth and goal from the, basically the...
It's going to be fourth and goal with the ball squad on the 1-yard line.
It's going to be inside the one, so it'll be fourth and goal, and they're going to go for it. Big play here for North Attleboro. My gut says they're going to give the nickel and have the power through. What happens? And goal here. Going to line up under center. Jet the far side wing back, near side Lang. Back to his nickel. And direct after the quarterback, and he's going to brush it. I don't know if he got it. He got hit in the backfield. The McAvoy was going to stop with the first one there. And they're going to say, he didn't get in, so try to get it. And there'll be turnover on down. King Philip will get the ball. Wow. What an opportunity for North Attleboro right there. They get the ball first and goal inside the 10-yard line, and they're stopped by King Philip on fourth and goal from inside the one. A lot of gusto and whatever else you want to use for an adjective there. That takes some balls by the King Philip defense to stop them on fourth and goal. Not an original play call. I would have thought they would have handed it off, but they go with the quarterback kick and he puts something else. But Dillon will come out to lead in Kiplop off the John Dillon, the sophomore quarterback of the U.S. team, Cook. But he's got to work it out for him. Muffin in the backfield along with McAvoy. And they have 99.5 yards to go. So Dillon under center, calling up the key, trying to draw some outside, and he will take it to himself, and he'll get maybe a yard, the 2 yards on second down and 9 for King Philip. Under 6 to go here for the Warriors.
The first quarter. Gain of about 3, bring the ball out to the
side. I don't think that he got 3 yards there, but maybe a couple. So he's second down and about 8 from the 3-yard line. Again, Dillon under center. They got 3 men in the backfield. It's going to be Dunn along with McAvoy and Ruffin. Again, the keeper by Dillon. He'll get a couple more out to the 6-yard line. And it'll be third down.
Dillon on the keeper again.
Interesting, to say the least. They don't really have the scoreboard.
He's got 4 on that play. So he's got 3rd and 3. The ball out to the 7-yard line.
3rd and 4 from 6. And Dillon calling up the another offensive play here. They're going to line up with McDonald to the near side, right, roughing in the backfield. Got someone put up to the far side left. High formation, McDonald and Ruffin. They send McDonald motion to the near side. If the rough, he runs straight up the gut to the right, and he's got the first down.
Ruffin over the right side.
About the 12-yard line, and that'll be good for him for a first down. Nice way to leave the blocking that time.
That's
good. Here, good for a Warrior first down. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. No score here. Please take a look at North Attleboro. This time they're going to send down to the near side of the right, far side left, Joe Cochran, and he goes left to right across the radio dial. High formation again, under center Dillon. He gives the hand up this time to McAvoy, the fullback, and he will get medicine.
McAvoy in the dive.
Yes, about back to the line of scrimmage. That'll be it.
Medicine line of scrimmage.
Down, and they'll be in that time, 14-4. George Barbershop, they give them a shout out. My hair, they do an awesome job. Really do enjoy the experience. They have a customer and a sponsor. They explore what they do. I will make the time for me to go to and 10. So I'm going to take the direct handoff.
Robert, he's just from the middle. He's up the middle. He's at the 35, and he's left down at the
40 yard.
So Russell, with another 28 yard gain, look for another first down, and it'll be out to the 40 yard line for the Warriors.
And they look at
the 40 yard line. Brings the ball out to the 40 yard line, and it's good.
Again, people keeping it vanilla. I formation this time. It's down to the near side right, far side left. It's going to be Cochran.
The back of the pullback.
And it'll be second down and 17 for King Philip at their own 33-yard line. And not a good play on first down. You want to go forward at all times, but especially at first down, you don't want to set yourself up for a long down and distance later in the drive. Again, I formation this time. First snap to Joe and take the hand up to the motioning man, and it'll be rough because he gets about 2 yards.
Take your hand up, that's down to McDonald.
And it's the extra tight end. He'll head out of the game, and it'll be cleared down. I think he's been too efficient with the passing game this year, but definitely a passing down and distance, so we shall see what happens. Third and 15, across the 35-yard line. We're going to bring out four wide receivers. It's going to be McDonald with a slot to the far side left. Shotgun formation. Dillon with Ruffin to his left. Two on each side. And it'll be a direct snap to Dillon. Looking back to pass. Throws it over the middle. It is incomplete. Pass that time. Credit to Matt O'Coin. Ball is played. It was behind him. It's actually close to the other receiver, Mike Viola. And it'll be incomplete. So fourth and 15 for the Warriors. And Dunn back to punt. Standing at his own 21-yard line. To receive the kick for North Attleboro will be Delmer. He's back at his 30-yard line. It's a high one, but not very far. It's caught from the wind. It lands the 35. It's a painful bounce inside there. Down to the 33-yard line where we touched for the Warriors, and that's where
one punt is down at the North Attleboro 32.
So no score here, and big play so far with the fumble by McDonald on inside his own 10-yard line, which North Attleboro recovered, but then they were stopped on fourth and goal from inside the one. And now the first possession since that took place under 2 minutes ago here in the opening quarter. So no, some of the kids will play covering Bucks today and the wristbands in honor of Russ Panther and Wham as well. And it's been a little work for them, but doesn't break me too much. A new hook this year is going to be the arrow. We're taking tripwire receivers to the near side right, left. Man in motion is Jeff taking it up. It's going to be right on the field by himself. He'll get out to the 37. He's moving out to the 39-yard line. Close to a first down. It's going to be second down. And about two Brian four yards out of our own. As we go under 90 seconds right here. And I'm just handing it to you. It's not how beautiful of a day it is. You are out and out. You should definitely come by and check out this game. Seats available. There aren't the clouds with this. Bob and Russ are in the game. Not really ominous looking either. If I knew what kind of clouds they were, I would say it, so I'm not a meteorologist. Lang to the far side slot. Three wide receivers. Triple formation. Hand off to Nicholas. He goes through the gut. He'll get to the 40-yard line and he'll be stopped there. Gutierre on the tackle.
Gutierre on the play by number 39.
Time for McAvoy.
It'll be third down and two. Short down and distance on third down for North Attleboro, but it may not be in their benefit
if they didn't get it the last time. So they will come out again very much. Huddle. We got 30 seconds to go. We got to get the playoff. And the wide receiver near side is going to be Ian. The
wing back formation. Barron will drop it back to pass. He's going to be rushing screen to Norris, and he gets wrapped up. A nice play that time by McAvoy, getting him at the 38-yard line. So Norris. Four and a slipper is now out of order. Oh, the end of four. So we've reached the end of one today. North Attleboro 0, King Slip 0, and people will bounce to the season.
End of the first
quarter. Push side. And we'll come back. You're listening to WDIS 1170 AM and online, WDISAM.com. I'm Moose Lane. We'll be right back. More King Slip football.
Today, it's more important than ever to keep your car in good condition, and it's more important than ever to have someone you can trust. Norfolk Auto has been in business serving Norfolk and the surrounding area for 35 years. That says a lot about the work Norfolk Auto does. Norfolk Auto, at 38 Main Street in Norfolk, can handle all types of repair work, and they do it at a fair price. Stop by today or give them a call at 508-528-0296. 508-528-0296. Norfolk Auto. WDISAM and WDISAM.com.
Welcome back to King Philip High School here on Matt Field. 0-0 your score as we start the second quarter. Attleboro punting left to right. Wind's kind of blowing in our face. So I guess that would make it an easterly wind. On this setting to the west. The other direction. Figure that one out. My attempt at lame humor. Hard to offend anyone out there. It's my pathetic joke. 4th and 4 for North Attleboro at their own 38-yard line. Back deep will be McDonald along with Cochran for King Philip. Punting it will be the AT out Jet. Snap is low and fumbled around and gets a run with it. And he's going to get the first down. He's at the 40 to the 45 to the 50. Gets tackled by Cochran inside Kingfield territory at the 43-yard line. First down to North Attleboro. So a terrible snap, but it works out for North Attleboro as they will get inside the 45-yard line to the 43. Good for a Kingfield first down. Good for North Attleboro first down. So two bad plays on the punt work out for North Attleboro. They might as well just keep punching the ball because nothing keep happening. So 1st and 10 North Attleboro at the Kingfield 43-yard line. Veracimo, as I found out that's how you pronounce his name, will be in the shotgun formation. He's got trips to the far side left, Jets to the near side right, Nichols to his left, Jets goes in motion to the right. They hand off Veracimo, keeps it, he gets hit and tackled at the 2. So a gain of a yard for North Attleboro. Second down and 9. Second quarter now, no score here between Kelly Rex Division foes. And one of the key points I wanted to make before today's game were the penalties and winning the turnover battle for King Philip. And thus far, King Philip on the negative side of that turnover battle, and then a box punt that works off in North Attleboro. Now they're going to allow trips to the near side right, Nichols to Veracimo's strike, makes the handoff. It's going to be a reverse, and it goes nowhere. Blown up at the backfield that time, and Nate Malone Lang handed it to Jet to reverse in the backfield, and they'll actually lose 2 yards. So it'll be third down. But the Kingfield defense really got to play here on the running defensive side. McAvoy's been a disruptor along with now Nate Malone getting in on the act. Loose here, too, in there. We've got some good linebackers on this Kingfield team. It'll be third down and 12 for North Attleboro. They've got 2 wideouts to the far side left, Norris, the tight end, to the near side right. They've got another wide receiver to the near side right, split out wide, shotgun, back pass, their team with rolls to his left. He's got a man coming from his blind side. Doesn't see him, gets the ball off just in time, and it's up in the air, and it's a three. Lang had it on his hands and unable to catch it. Second time that's happened today. He actually had a potential touchdown dropped earlier. It'll be 4th and 12 now for North Attleboro. So, again, making some punters take over that has been misfortunate for them thus far. A fumble on the punt previously, and last time a low snap actually led to current field position for North Attleboro. So, it'll be 4th and 12 from the 45 of St. Philip, punting it again. This time, a little bit Jet back deep is McDonald alone for King Philip, that's standing inside his own 10-yard line.
Snap is a good one. Kick is off, and it is spiraled, and it's going to go out of bounds. Looks like it may have gone out of bounds. High up at the 30-yard line. Let's see whether the referee's going to spot it. And he is going to spot it at the 30-yard line. Look at that. I think he got one right. So that was really good by Jackson. I think he tried to angle it towards the sideline, but got it off a little too much to the sideline too quickly. So we pretty decent field position for the Warriors, trying to throw on 30. First and 10. Dylan leads the offense up. McCown split up to the far side right. High formation done. And he's pulled back this time. Two tight ends for the Warriors. Viola is the far tight end. He'll be roughing in the backfield. And he gets the carry, goes straight to the middle, and he gets hit and tackled at the 32-yard line. Get a two for the Warriors, and it'll be second down and 8.
Even about 3.
Then King Phillip coming in at
got down by
4-1, 2-1 in the Hockomock, 0-1 in their division. Manson, who actually lost to Stoughton, Stoughton, I think it was 8-7, something like that. I don't really recall. I'm not a big Mansfield guy, but similar troubles for North Attleboro last week. They actually had to go to overtime to beat, double overtime to beat Stoughton, 22-21, in the last home game before Thanksgiving. High formation again this time, two wide receivers put up on the near side left. Backfield is rough, and he'll get the carry. Go left, got a hole in to the outside. 40 to 30, after the 43-yard line. That's going to be good for a Warrior first down.
On the left side.
Going to mark left, 45-yard line. So it's good to by Ruffin to get his legs moving. And what do you know, it's another first down for the Warriors. And keep the drive going. They need to sustain something because they haven't had really much luck offensively up as far. Fumble inside their own 10. And then later on. So the eye formation is done. And Ruffin in the backfield. Two wide receivers. Cochran to the near side left. The sound going up to the far side right. Strong to the right, and you hand off that way. The Ruffin is going to try and get to the outside. He breaks the tackle and stays on his tackle. He'll get into North Attleboro territory, and he's going to get inside the North Attleboro 45-yard line. Good for another first down. That time by Charles Ruffin. With the tackle of Ryan Peterson, the junior for North Attleboro. Missing this time for North Attleboro.
Regardless,
it's a first down for Kim Phillip, and Ryan's going to come out of the game this time. It's going to be Selner in now for him. Dylan's going to set up the huddle here for the Warriors. It'll be first and 10 from the North Attleboro 42-yard line. Two wide receivers split out from the south of the spot. Split out to the far side left. It's going to be Cochran. I formation done in the backfield. Roughing the tailback. It's going to be a give to him. He runs to the left. He's got to get to the outside. He does get the corner. Stays on his feet. Gets down close to the first down at about the 33-yard line of North Attleboro. And it's going to be close.
Put us out of bounds by Weston Nichols.
That's how the Chains gang is moving, so it's going to be
a first and 10. Also in the Greg Norman.
It'll be first and 10 for King Phillip
at
the 32-yard line. But I guess the keeping the formula simple here. Just run the ball, take a sign, and let Ruffin get his legs moving. They're going to have the tight end Viola put up set up at the left side, two wide receivers to the far side right, eye formation done. Again, the fullback, Ruffin in his tailback. Dylan calling up the team, he's going to drop back to pass. Look, he was going to throw it over the middle. Man, wide open. McDonald, he catches it. He's inside the 10, inside the 5. Right wide, the goal line. It's going to be in about the 1 yard line. But first and goal for King Phillip. McDonald's line up in the slot, just ran a simple straight post pattern, and no one covered him. First and goal for King Phillip at the 2 yard line. Off
the
Adams,
on the ball, getting the ball
the south. Yard, Angelus, the first recruit from the game, and again, King Phillip set up on the goal, step looking to break the ice here in a nothing-nothing game, 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. He's going to have two tight ends, Viola along with Winborn, Ruffin in the backfield, I formation, Dylan going to give it to Ruffin, he runs up the gut, and he's untouched, touchdown, King Phillip, Charles Ruffin with the 2 yard one, and it is 6-0 King Phillip. Just like that. And with all the opportunities North Attleboro has had, they've got to be shaking their heads how they're losing this game right now, 6-0, with 6:17 to go in the first half. But I will line up for the extra point, which has been a bit of a misadventure. I believe in the previous broadcast from previous years, Nick Muscatello was pretty much as automatic as you get in high school football, especially in southern Massachusetts. Snap is high, ball is down, the kick is up, and it is good.
So 7-0, you have to head upfield. We're going to take a break. King Philip breaks the ice first, and they lead it towards Attleboro 7-0. And it could be a really big game for Attleboro.
The Kelly Rex Division, you're listening to 1130 AM WGIS and WGISAN.com. We'll be right back.
Northeast Tractor is the place to go for all your outdoor power equipment needs. Northeast Tractor carries all types of power equipment from such well-known manufacturers as Simplicity, Snapper, Ferris, and Bad Boy. If you need a snowblower, mower, generator, or more, Northeast Tractor is the place to be. They also service all makes of outdoor power equipment, no matter where you bought it. And pickup service is also available. Northeast Tractor is located at 269 Dedham Street, Norfolk, across from the Eagle Brook Saloon. Call 800-491-3317 or visit northeasttractor.com. WDISAM and WDISAM.com.
Welcome back to MacTest Film. 7-0 King Philip over North Attleboro right now. Thing taken from 40 is done. Kind of strange up left. 4 yards. He will figure the way. A pooch kick to the right can be fielded there by Lang. Takes his own 21-yard line. Gets up to the 30, to the 35. Break tackle is gone. The 45 kicks inside the King Philip territory to the 45-yard line. Four kicks covered right there by King Philip. Great simple. Tie up this score. As we mentioned, 7-0 King Philip. 6:09 to go here in the first half. And some wind picking up here as it heads now south and north. And, so Veracino is looking to lead this North Attleboro team as limping off the field this time is Lang. He limped off defensively right before the touchdown for KP, but now he's limping off again for returning that kick all the way to the 45-yard line. He's brought down by Ryan Dunn. Veracino in the shotgun formation. He's got two wide receivers to his near side right. Staying to his left is Nichols. He calls the cadence and will take the direct snap, rolling to his right, looks, takes, now he's going to take off with it, now he's going to...
Oh, no, it's on the ground! And it'll be... No, it's still on the ground! And it'll be fumbled around, and it'll go out of bounds! King Philip had a golden opportunity to just fall in the football, but instead, they got booted around,
fumbled, but it's not that bad.
And that time it was...
That's right, all the way back to the right out of a 30...
It'll be a 36-yard line. It'll be 14. That's a huge loss. 14, 19 yards. Second down and that's going to be math right now. 14. It was a 19-yard loss. It'll be second down and 29 for the North Attleboro Red Rocketeers. Under 6 minutes to go here, but King Philip should have had that ball. And unfortunately, they weren't able to capitalize on that golden opportunity. Very key once again in the pistol formation. We've got a timeout. This time call taken by King Philip. Team right here.
Full timeout.
So we actually send it back to Dan for a quick score break. Dan, what do you got for us?
Well, last night in high school football, Oliver Ames beat Foxborough 17-9. Natick beat Weymouth 28-21, and we'll have a full look at sports during half.
It's 7-0 here as we approach midway through the second quarter. King Philip with the lead, and we can go over some previous scores. King Philip won their most recent game last week at Oliver Ames 28-13. The first 2 weeks actually gone. They were able to make between both 42-7 at home. They went up to Sharon in the third week and won 34-0. A nice shutout win, and then the following week they lost by a point to Mansfield, going for two late in the game, and after a ferocious comeback, they weren't able to stop Mansfield any at all on defense, and were down by two touchdowns, scored two quick late touchdowns, and missed an extra point, and then went for two to try and get the win, unable to do so, and that's why they're always one of the division teams this year. They set off the two divisions of five. Playoff first. It'll be second down and 29 now as they break the huddle, sending a man in motion. Is toss the left and it'll be Jet. He runs up to the 38-yard line. He'll get about 3 yards.
That's back over right here, number 64.
And it'll be second, third and long for North Attleboro, about 26 to go. As we're exactly midway through the second quarter right now. 5.5 to go.
Got to get to the King Philip 35. They're at their own 37.
Third and 27.
So we'll get another timeout taken this time by North Adam.
We have a timeout.
Remember, to get five, the time is actually starting to roll in a little bit here.
Well, there is a timeout called by North Adam.
The 20-second timeout taken by their team within North Attleboro and Don Johnson, the North Attleboro graduate from 1979, coming back. He's also got some real talent on his staff. Paul Sullivan, a winner of four Super Bowls from 1997 to 2003, was the head coach of North Attleboro. Took a little hiatus and came back in 09 as the offensive coordinator. So not as much of a role for Sullivan, but still very prevalent on the sideline on the staff. He was the offensive line coach for North Attleboro. Hopefully, the Chiefs get on the route one. And then I've actually gotten to know. They're not a bad guy. So it'll be third and 26. Nichols to the left of Veritimos in the shotgun. Two left here to the near side right, one of the far side left. Says Jerry in motion. Takes the handoff. Veritimos going to roll to the right. Looking deep downfield. He's got a man in his door. The priest at the King Philip 45 yard line. So we're forcing again to get back to the original restaurant after all this debacle of the fumble.
That's a gain of about 16 and turn it at 4th and 11.
It looks like North Attleboro lining up to punt the ball. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to punt it. So again, JD back to punt for North Attleboro from the King Philip 45. So they got back to the original restaurant, made it respectable, giving themselves a chance to not have to punt the ball from inside their own 50. And again, it'll be McDonald standing at his own 10. And we've already seen how much of a misadventure it can be with the punting game here. Jay standing at his own 42, getting set to punt. A widespread formation for North Attleboro. They don't have such a bunch together in the middle. Jay, the snap is low, but he gets it from his own 40. High, booming kick. This one's going to go out of bounds. Like it's going to be marked out around the 20-yard line. Let's see. So, two in a row, and I don't know what's going on. Must have been a lucky day. So, first and 10 for King Philip at the 20. North Attleboro coaches are upset. They're all the way at the hash marks arguing with the referees, saying the ball should be placed further back. But we'll have to see here what goes on. First and 10 from the 20.
We're 2:30
today.
On their own
20 time zone. Thank you for joining us here on WDISAM.com, along with 11:30 a.m. if you're in your car driving around. Hopefully you're not listening to it if I'm right if you're in your car, but you never know these days with all these crazy smartphones and whatnot. Thank you for joining us on the left. Thank our sponsors again, Joe's Barbershop in Norfolk. As I said, I'm a customer there, so I can tell you personally that they do a great job. Home of Norfolk Auto on Main Street, Norfolk, and Northeast Tractor on Devon Street, Norfolk. All right, King Philip comes out with two wide receivers to the near side left. High formation, Mac Boy, the fullback, roughing the tailback, Dylan under center. He's got McDonald in the spot, and they give to Ruff, coming from the near side left. And from the break, tackle, he stood up at the 22-yard line, and he's left out of the north. And on the stop that time, along with captain number 55, Anthony Plant. Second and eight for the Warriors. And as we mentioned, King Philip 7-0 after the 2-yard touchdown run from Ruffin, which was preceded by a 30-yard pass completion from Dylan to McDonald. McDonald in the slot really caught North Attleboro off guard. They ran, and then boom, came out with a quick little hitter, and it'll be only the second pass of Dylan thrown, but it was complete for 30 yards. So mostly the game plan, give it to Ruffin. Two head at the time, Winborn and Viola. So the Warriors shotgun formation, Dylan with Ruffin to his right, will take the direct snap, give it to McDonald on, who's in motion, comes to the far side right, he's going to take off down the sideline, makes a man miss, gets knocked down and out of bounds. And it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors as he gets all the way up to the 36-yard line, being at time of 14 on the end around, if you will. As you heard from the PA announcer, it's good for a Warrior first down. 3.5 to go here in the opening half. King Philip up 7-0. Attleboro had their chances, though. Had a first and goal inside the 10-yard line. High formation this time. Two wide receivers, one on either side. High formation done. Now he's McDonald motion to the near side left. He gave it to Ruffin. He goes up the gut, and he will be brought down after a minimal gain out to the far line. So
in that time of about
getting a five on a play.
I guess it's game five.
But I like to be 2 yard line.
The Warriors will have second five. They can get
the second.
Side left, far side right, McDonald. High formation, he's kind of done. And he's going to have the fullback roughing again, the tailback. Center goes to McDonald. The give is to McDonald, and he comes around to this side. Gets the 40 to 45 out near midfield and gets brought down by Lang right at the midfield stripe.
Jim McDonald on the
street.
I've got a bomb right there to Lang. Noticeably limited. Out on the play by Ryan Dunn to play that out. That's it, Jim
McDonald. PA announcer.
Nice
watch that time by Ryan Dunn as the fullback really did steal the edge off nicely for the Warriors. Near side left, two extra just cut out. McDonald in the spot, I formation done again in the fullback. He gets the rough and he goes to the right side. Gets hit the back, he'll break the tackle. He gets outside and he's going to get it inside the 30. Makes a man miss. He's throwing his feet all the way in for a touchdown, but there is a flag on the ground.
There's a flag on the ground.
It looks like it may be coming back. Judging by the referee's reaction, it looks like that touchdown will not stand. It will be a holding penalty on the Warriors. And it looks like number 64 for the Warriors is guilty of that. That would be Lydon for some Philip Patrick Lydon, the junior, all these years. It's so crazy. 2012 graduating.
I'm like, oh, we're holding on the Warriors.
You're holding up. First and 20 from their own 40, so they go back 10 yards. They watch that touchdown. Yeah, touchdown run by Ruffin off the board. It's holding on Lydon that time. The marksman. First and 19 from their own 41. McDonald's foot, far side right, two tight ends, Beal and Lindborn in. Lindborn to the near side left, high formation, down in the backfield, along with the McAvoy. Give it to him, and he's immediately in the backfield, that's the 38 yard line. He's not looking at McAvoy, that's actually Sean Littlefield, the junior for the Warriors.
Littlefield again, he gets dropped in the back on.
So it'll be second down and 21 for King Philip as Littlefield got hit in the backfield that time. Nice play by the captain for Anthony Plant. The Warriors have their work cut up, and if they want to continue this drive, we go under two to play here in the opening half, a minute 50 to go. If we get a first down, they might be able to extend their drive. Four wide receivers this time. Dunn lines it to the right of Dillon, who's in the shotgun. Takes the breath, snap, Dunn next pass. Pressure throws and it is incomplete. Almost intercepted, jumping the route that time for North Attleboro and number 27, Troy Richardson. McDonald was the intended target. And it'll be third and 21 for King Philip. A nice play right there by Richardson. Breaks that play up. Almost had himself an intercepted outcome off the field. Being replaced by Lambert, the sophomore for North Attleboro. And that will actually stop the clock, their incompletion. So, minute 36 to go here. King Philip up 7-0 over North Attleboro. Again, four wide receivers. It's going to be McDonald and Hawkins to the near side left. Two more Violas put up to the far side right. It's going to be Dillon in the shotgun. He's got Ruffin to his right. Takes his direct snap. We'll give it to Ruffin. He goes up the middle on the draw play. And a nice play that time. Stopping him at the 40-yard line will be
Dominic,
senior for Ruffin down on the ground. He's seriously injured. I won't say it's hard to speculate whether it's serious enough, but he's holding his face mask. Some sort of pain, might be a knee or an ankle. He's down at 41 yard line. The trainers will come up and look at him with a minute 23 to go. This is not good news for King Philip. It points to his left knee. So Ruffin, who ran it in a touchdown, was called back for a holding penalty. Now is on the ground at his own 40. The trainer is looking at his knee or his ankle. It's hard to tell. I think it might be the right knee. I don't know. The referee is demonstrating on Brian Lee what the holding penalty was for, how he grabbed him outside of the numbers and then turned him to the left, sending the North Arbor players off. So again, minute 23 to go here in the opening half. He's still pitching a shutout on defense, but leads just 7-0. And it looks like the right leg of Charles Ruffin seems to be the issue there. Looking at him, he said he's got his hands on his helmet. He been good for King Philip. I mean, he's been pretty much the only offensive weapon they've had thus far, other than the 30-yard strike to Sam McDonald and Dylan. Other than that, it's been all Russian today, and if you lose him, you could be into trouble. I know he's gone out of the game before and there's been some issues, but they're going to try and help him up here. He's going to try and get up in his own power. And it's definitely the right leg. I can't tell whether it's the knee or the ankle, but he's punching slightly. He's going to limp off the field here. Charles Ruffin is a 3-year starter. I remember back when he was a sophomore with Joe Johnston, and, the Troy, Jason Howard as quarterback. They were ahead of the hell of a season, almost went to the playoffs, losing to Franklin on Thanksgiving Day. I think Franklin took the playoffs. They eventually lost, thankfully, to the King Philip fans. So McDonald into punt now is Ruffin almost off the field. Back deep to Jenny for North Attleboro. And a minute 23 to go here, and the clock will start now. Jenny standing in his own 18-yard line. Snaps it off the low line drive kick. Going to bounce at the 30, kick North Attleboro bounce. And it'll stop at the 32-yard line. Where North Attleboro will take over. And they've got a minute 7 to go here in the opening half, with which to work it all upon. Got to go
60
feet to the 32-yard line of North Carolina.
They go
on the first and 10. And I believe they've got 4 timeouts, if I'm not mistaken. So let's see what they can do here with only a minute 7 to go here in the opening half. Got, like I said, 68 yards to go there. Timo head to the huddle. The Warriors look to continue their dominant defense. They've done a pretty good job thus far. Fans, a dropped almost touchdown by Lang. Thanks to good defending. Team Hawkins got caught watching on that one. He'll line up with Jetty to the near side left. Just the formation is going to be very teamless. Gives to Nichols. He's going to get hit in the backfield by, looks like Lucier. Actually, that's Nate Malone. Excuse me. He's messing these guys up for numbers. He's hit by Lucier.
Lang Jones leading the way for the Warriors. Also on a tackle with Nate Malone.
He's senior for the Warriors. Excuse me, junior for the Warriors.
He's also the boy
for a high school kid. And looks like North Attleboro will be content to just sort of run the clock out as they have 2nd and 11. They didn't call a timeout that time. 30 seconds to go here in the opening half. Maybe one more play here. I don't know why you even run a play. I don't just take a knee. It'll be 2 tight ends for North Attleboro to land from the pistol formation. Jetty to the near side right where Kimo will take the handle. Looking pass, looking deep, looking deep, going to throw it over to the sideline, and it is incomplete. Out of bounds with 19 to go here in the first half.
Nate Malone is going to go out of bounds.
Nate Malone, like you said, on the strike that time for the Warriors. Side forced the out of bounds throw. So it'll be 3rd down and 11 for North Attleboro. I got to question that play call right there. If you're not going to go for it all, why give the Kings up a chance to possibly force a turnover or worse yet have to punt the ball before the half? Keep those still have time up. Stop them here. You're the ball back for some time and it's an opportunity to score. Again, well, hit it up to Nichols, who is hit in the backfield and he's going to be dropped. Shown that time along with Jason Litchfield.
And 4th down and long
for North Attleboro. I don't understand this play calling at all. 12 seconds to go and Keith Wilson going to get the ball back.
Got to put the ball.
I mean, we've already seen how punting can be an issue. I mean, King Philip had to fumble inside their own 10. As Charles Ruffin got carted off, he's going to head to the locker room with a note to the trainers. I don't know how serious this is. He was able to get off the pub. Now he's just punting into the locker room. 4th and 14 for North Attleboro. Again, I don't understand this at all. Why are you even taking names? You're not going to go for it all. How do you put in the punt standard? How does that happen? You just never know. McDonald standing in his own, standing in the North Attleboro 45 yards. With the wind, it's Jetty this time. He's going to wait for the snap. Good one. Gets it off. They try and block it. No dice. All the way down inside the 20-yard line. Wow, what a performance block that was. Inside the 10, down at the 9-yard line. 1 second to go in the half. So nine yard line for King Philip. 1 second to go.
That's the half.
So that is halftime. People are bleeding
North Attleboro 7-0, but lots of opportunity for both sides to get some points. North Attleboro had an opportunity, first and goal from the 6-6, unable to capitalize on that, and then you turn around and King Philip get a touchdown shortly thereafter to open the scoring, and that's all we've got so far. 7-0 King Philip, they head to the locker room, the wind picks up right at halftime. Charles Ruffin, the big story in the first half, scored the touchdown, but also left with an injury, looks like to be a right leg injury. He was carted off shortly before halftime as both teams will head to the locker room. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Again, your score, King Philip 7. We're nothing here live from Harold Mack, in Lentham, Massachusetts. Beautiful day for a football game. If you're out and about, come join us. Listening to 1130 AM WDIS or online, WDISAM.com.